Unbreakability. There is little to stop life's misfortunes from happening, but we can learn to face them in great dignity. All misfortunes can be conquered with wisdom. The act of rising from misfortunes grants our life a greater meaning. With what we learn, we can spare others the same pains, thusly making our own aches count for more. If all we have to deal with great challenges is a diploma and a career, then that will not be enough for us. We need enough wisdom in our soul or the content of our character to become incompressible and unbreakable. Life must go on. We must rise against all odds. No evil, no meaningless suffering, no liar is to hold us down. The most powerful part of us that drives all the rest is wisdom. Wisdom is like a flower, and it grows within books. Whatever our challenge, great beings faced similar circumstance. And so that their eggs did not get lost, they turned them into wisdom. And the only way to reliably share wisdom is books. A well-narrated book can give a person great strength in a very short time. When our soul hurts the most, our mind becomes extremely receptive to wisdom. It is best, I think, to read books or listen to their narrated versions ahead of time. Books also enhance our decision-making so that we may avoid hopelessness altogether. The only thing that can give us great trouble is not having access to well-respected and meaningful books that change lives with wisdom. Because then we will need to rebuild the path to greatness all the way down from zero. And that may take decades, if not more. There is a problem with books because reading them is not the best way to inherit their wisdom. The best way is to have them beautifully read to us. Not only that, but in order to hear the narrator well, we need a healthy mind and a balanced existence, a kind of a long and hard vacation. We need the healing power of nature, of hills, trees, moss and fern, little woodland springs, an occasional beach, warm nights and fragrant mornings. To understand a book, you need a fine narrator and the thick smell of pine trees, a crackling bonfire or cabin fireplace, and the certainty of knowing that you have tomorrow for yourself as well. We are unable to inherit knowledge from books when our life is stressful. In stress, the best we can do is temporarily memorize. We have to appreciate the content of what is being said, not merely the words themselves, but the birth and life of the idea behind them. Learning requires the creation of a map or scaffold, and that can only be built when we love ourselves. And once wisdom finally takes root within us, it cannot be removed in any way. Wisdom grows almost on its own. It grants us solutions to new problems by subtle analogy to that which we already understand. And wisdom spreads. It is hard not to share good ideas, and it is hard to stop them from being shared. Once equipped with wisdom, we can hear the chains of misfortune dragging a mile away. And we are, in a way, ready. We stand with the many others that we met in books, but now creating a family in time and space. and now we fully appreciate their struggles and eventual triumph, and them taking the time to share their hard-won wisdom. And then we rise. We rise out of it all. In our struggle, wisdom will bloom within us, multiplying our strengths to no end. Later in life, we will be able to heal others, help them with their thoughts and towards their own synthesis of wisdom, and helping them to become just as unbreakable.